Good day, my dear friend, Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Listen now to part two of our revival taking place in Live Oak, Florida. Hear ye the word of the Lord.
Thank you for your support. There's a word tonight, amen, that comes from the Gospel of Luke. I'm reading out of the NIV. It changes it around a little bit, but it's still the word of God, amen. Luke 11, and I'll just do the first four verses. So if you hear it and say, he didn't say all the prayer, well, you already know the rest of it. Amen? Amen. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. I want to preach tonight from the sermonic title, Leading by Example, Part 2. Right. Leading by Example, Part 2. Jacksonville area pastor H.B. Charles tells the story of one of his members who every Sunday would come to church and pray the same prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And every week she would pray that prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So much so until the kids at church begin to laugh at this woman saying the same prayer Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. And somebody had the nerve to ask her, why do you pray this same prayer? And she began to testify that in my neighborhood, at night we hear bullets flying, and I grab my daughter and we get on the floor. And I just pray, oh, Lord. And when the morning comes, when we're all well, I say, thank you, Jesus. And when I put my daughter on the bus in the mornings, I say, oh, Lord. And when the bus shows up at 3, I say, thank you, Jesus. And so she says, when I come to church on Sunday, all I have is an oh, Lord, and thank you, Jesus. Amen. And perhaps this morning when you rose, you prayed something like that. Oh, Lord, thank you for getting me up. Maybe in the noonday hour, you just whispered a prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you for allowing me to see this portion of the day. Or maybe it's in the midnight hour and you just declared when everybody in the bed was asleep, Lord, thank you. You see, God is not a timekeeper. He's not one who keeps track of our prayers. Truth of the matter is, somebody cuts you off this week, and you didn't say what you wanted to say. You just said, Lord, help me. I know you did. And when you went to the mailbox and realized there was something in the box, you begin to cut a shout and say, Lord, thank you, because you know my bills are due. Amen? But our disciples in tonight's text, last night we talked about how Simon Peter led the charge to find Jesus. He had gone away at Mark 1:35 early in the morning just to pray. He found a solitary place. What I love about the Gospels is that they capture a different part of the life of Jesus. And so Luke raises the question that those disciples raised. They had a major question. Lord, teach us how to pray. They were not ashamed to realize and to admit that their prayer life was not all that it could be. And so they had the boldness to say, teach us to pray. They asked Alpha and Omega to teach us to pray. They asked the beginning and the end to teach us how to pray. They asked the Lord of Lords to teach us how to pray. They asked the King of Kings to teach us how to pray. They asked the Lord to show us how to improve our prayer life. And I'm saying this because we could all use some work. You know, when trouble comes, you'll blurt out anything to the glory of God. But when you take time to think about how good God has been to you, you begin to pray specifically. And these disciples, I would say, were bold enough to lead by example by asking the question that other folk would not ask. Oh, you know, I was that way in school. Even if I thought I had the answer, I wouldn't raise my hand. I let somebody else guess. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oh, you've done it before. Amen. And these disciples begin to ask Jesus. The Bible says they were in a certain place. And they raised that question because I believe that they lacked something in their prayer life. And it's something about having the right ingredients in prayer. And the Lord comes by with the right recipe. I still fight my son today. He's 27. I'm almost 60. When my wife bakes a cake, I try to fake him out. Why? I want to lick the bowl. Because I know what goes into it. I lick my mother's cake bowl. I do the same with my wife. I don't look at it when the eggs are going in. I don't care about the flour, but I want to know when the bowl is ready. Or some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But you know what's gone into it that makes it. Prayer is the same way. There are certain things that must go into prayer. I just want to talk about a few of those tonight. There has to be lots of prayer. In this, he said to them, when you pray. When? For you, it may just be in the morning. For you, it may be a flash prayer. I like what Richard Foster lifts up in his book, Celebration of Disciplines. He talks about just a flash prayer. You ain't got time to do a whole prayer. Let me shoot one out. One year they had me to work the Preakness horse race in Baltimore, and I was like, if y'all gonna make me work on a Sunday, I'm gonna pray up in this camp. And so I use flash prayers all during the way, looking at folk as they walk by with their black-eyed Susans, not the flower. And I begin just to say, Lord, go with them right now in the name of Jesus. And somehow their drink was not tasting too well. But we know what it means just to be on the spot and to pray. When you pray, wherever you pray, pray, Father, hallowed be your name. Honor and glory belongs to your name. Your name is sacred. Your name is sanctified. Your name is not anything to play with. Amen? I don't subscribe to, you know, the big guy up. No, you mean God? Yeah, I know him. But it becomes a time of adoration. It is to acknowledge that God's name is holy. That make sure in your prayer there's some praise in the prayer. And that it might be the first element of what you do. You remember the Christmas carol, O come, all ye faithful. O come, let us adore him. Can I just stop there for a moment? I want you to picture in your mind, you just adoring God. Just taking time to say, God, I really adore you. And I look unto you, and that's the first thing out of my mouth is that I give you praise in the morning. Anybody want to just praise him right now? I mean, God, there's none like you. Take time to love on God the way he loves on you. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. He don't need them, but he welcomes them. Amen. Anybody want to give him praise right now? Oh, God, we just praise you. We praise your holy and your righteous name will adore you because of who you are. There's none like you. The book of Psalms is a collection of praises. Whether it's Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or praise the Lord, I will bless him. Let everything that has breath to praise ye the Lord. Are you feeling a praise break right now? I'm trying to move on, but you can't talk about praise unless you feel like praising. So right now, let's just give God some praise. I mean, I'm just feeling hallelujah. Yeah. I praise you, God. I praise you. I praise you for who you are. I praise you for what you've done. And this day, I just praise you because you're God. Start out with some praise. But then make sure you add in provision. Give us each day our daily bread. It's a time of thanksgiving. That I praise you, but I thank you. Amen. I thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for providing for me. Amen. Exodus 16 talks about the people of Israel, and God would just provide bread for them by way of manna. Can you imagine some wheat bread coming down from glory? Can you imagine some bread coming down from on high? He said, each day go out and pick some. I'm going to give you some bread. Some of y'all thinking money. I mean bread, spiritual bread. Amen. I'll supply all of your need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Oh, my God. Has he not provided for you? Oh, you didn't have it like that. But somehow God has made a way out of no way. Or some of y'all sent kids to college. Didn't have no idea. Didn't have nothing. And you knew the financial aid person. You called every week and said, hey, I don't have it yet, but I will. Or some of y'all know what it means when God provides for you. Won't he do it today? Make sure there's some provision that you make sure you don't forget who it is. Elijah was there in a famine. Went down by the brook and everybody else was starving and God sent a raven by to bring him an egg McMuffin from glory. Didn't he do it? He provided for him. Went to a widow woman and said, I know what you got there, but just go ahead and fix me a cake. It's going to be all right. Well, me and my son about to die. Do it. Won't God provide for you? Make sure you mention in your prayer something about provision. All that he does in our life. And don't forget that you've been pardoned. That when I have praised you, and God, thank you for what you've given me, and then comes, forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And let me just say this. Sin is when you rebel against God. It's when we do our own thing. Sin is when we say, you know what? Because I feel like it. Sin is something that's premeditated. Amen? I may as well confess again. You know, some of us already knew on Monday the trouble we were going to get in on Friday. Well, y'all not praying with me tonight? You'd already said, I'm going to sin Friday, but I'm going to try to be good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but I'm going to save it for Friday. But thank God that he sent Jesus to die for our sins. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody in the house, every last one of us, every good looking, I look good on the end, everybody has sinned. Amen? And come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Pardon is what we need. Romans 5 and 8 says, for God demonstrates his own love for us that while we were still sinners, yes, while you were still doing your thing, while you still had one leg in the world and an ankle in the church, while you still looked the part of a Christian, that he demonstrated his love for us, that what? He sent Christ just for us. Put that in your prayer. Amen. Amen. It's good to confess. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and then cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Won't he do it today? Oh, there's some sinners in the house. I know. I thank him for washing me even now. It's good to come clean with God. You ever prayed and know you have some stuff and you tried to talk and pray all around that? And the Holy Spirit pulled you and said, you know you didn't bring that up, and you got to bring it up. And what if you say, well, you know what? I didn't really sin. It was a small sin. Sin is sin. It's not like the hurricane. It's not a category 1 and a category 5. Sin is sin. Amen? 1 John 1:8 says, if you say that you have no sin, you deceive yourself. Amen, amen. So make sure you look for what's important. I used to watch a Y5O, and I would love to hear him say, Dano, book him. Amen? I mean, that means he's guilty as charged. And we are guilty as charged, but thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, that washes all of our sins away. Thank God for the shed blood that makes me white as snow. Put that in your prayer. Some pardon, but also make sure that there's a proper pathway, that there's some way out. And lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. Temptation is real. And the devil specializes. He knows that well. Oh, yes, he does. He got your whole makeup. Got all your information, all of my information. He know just what button to push. Amen? Jesus was tempted. Even as he went out into the wilderness for 40 days and for 40 nights, and old devil showed up. Said, if you are the Son of God, why don't you just turn that bread, turn it on into that stone into bread. All man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And you know what? This whole sense about temptation, it says, when you are tempted, James 1:13, no one should say, God is tempting me. Why? For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Now, you might get a test, but he'll never tempt you to do wrong. Amen? So you said the devil made me do it. Tell him to get thee behind me. Amen? That this becomes so important that in our prayer that we can say, Lord, I have fallen short. Amen? And these disciples asked for that. They want to know, teach us how to pray. He said, let me give you a manuscript on just what to say. Paul talks about Romans 6. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No, I'm going to mess up, but I know he got me covered. Oh, some of y'all done it. I have too. It was a little sin, but maybe God, you know, it's going to be the last time I do it. And it's not the last time, but thank God for grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank him for grace. Amen. And once you've added all of the ingredients together, praise and pardoning, provisions, all mixed up together, then you can celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Why? Because prayer makes a difference. Do you agree with that tonight, that when you pray that something happens? Oh my God, I feel it even now. That prayer will change your attitude. Prayer will cause you to shout. Prayer will build up your endurance. Prayer will defeat the devil. Prayer will guarantee you eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Prayer will build up your faith. Prayer will guide you into all truth. Prayer will heal your body. Prayer will give you joy divine. Prayer will keep you on the straight and narrow. Prayer will make your enemies your footstool. Prayer will order your steps in the Lord. Prayer will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Prayer will quicken your spirit. Prayer will allow you to run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Prayer will give you patience. Prayer will seal you into the day of redemption. Trust in the Lord. Prayer will help you to understand some things that you've been confused about. Prayer will give you the victory. Prayer will give you wisdom. Prayer will allow you to see the excellency of God. Your name. Yes, Lord. And prayer will allow you to sing the songs of Zion. Whether it be Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Or perhaps Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Whether it is come to Jesus right now, or it may be draw me nearer, or it could be he touched me, and oh, what joy has filled my soul. Them songs of Zion. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Oh, songs of Zion. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there is a cross for me. Nearer, my God, to thee. Victory is mine. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything, not some things, but everything. Not one thing, but many things. Not this or that, but you can take everything to God in prayer. Well, have you done it lately? You're carrying a burden, just take it to the Lord and leave it there. All of our sins have been forgiven because we've taken them. And Jesus led by example when he went to an old rugged cross. Didn't he go to the cross? At the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. It was at Springfield, on the mourner's bench, on a Friday night, when I gave my heart to Jesus. And I'm glad about it today, because somehow something on the inside began to work on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Anybody feel changed today? Anybody glad that you're not who you used to be? Anybody glad that prayer changed your condition? Are you glad that there was somebody who was praying for you? Some mother prayed for you. Some father prayed for you. Some missionary prayed for you. They called your name in prayer. Aren't you glad about it today? And then you learn how to call his name for your children. Lord, go with them and be with them. My God, we got to keep praying. We got to keep praying. We got to keep praying to the glory of God. Won't he do it? Won't he keep you? Won't he take care of you if you just take a moment to pray? And whether it be our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. There it is again, that bread that keeps me filled, that bread that gives me strength, that bread that allows me to build up some endurance. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus kept me. I'm so glad that Jesus, I'm feeling good tonight, that he guided me along the way. Won't he do it? Won't he keep you? Won't he protect you? Won't he put his arms around you? Won't he be a fence around you? Yeah. Thank the Lord today. Prayer. That once you start talking about prayer, you think about the answers. The answers that he gives us. You prayed something and you forgot about it. You begged the Lord for a month and you said, oh, well. And then one day you wake up, the thing you've been praying for is right there. We say, oh, I'm surprised. Is God not faithful? Do we not serve a faithful God? Come on, stand tonight. All over this place. Thank God for that example of that woman in Jacksonville. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. If that's all you got tonight, that works. Heaven hears you, oh, Lords. And heaven hears your thank you, Jesuses. Tonight, as you are strategically connected, as I open the doors of this church, I want to offer Christ to you. The fact of the matter is that he's already praying for you because he sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession. So he's already praying on your behalf tonight. As you bow your heads, I want to offer Christ to you. Father, we thank you for who you are, and we thank you for some assistance. Those disciples were so honest, so transparent to say, you know, we see John disciples, but can you teach us? God, I thank you tonight for teaching us how to pray. And as the deacon said, what to pray for? God, if there's one tonight, we are praying for a soul. If there's a soul in the house tonight, God, it is our prayer that you might save that person. We're specific, God. If there's somebody who lost today, we pray, God. If there's a backslider, we pray that you might bring them back into fellowship. God, that you might restore them tonight. We believe it even now, God. Your word says you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Save somebody tonight, Lord. God, we thank you for the power of prayer, what prayer produces, what prayer creates. Do it today, we pray now in your name. If you would tonight, connect with someone in this place and let's just fill the house with prayer. You can get in groups of twos or threes, but right now, wherever you are tonight, reach out and grab somebody. Say, can I just pray with you tonight? Amen. Come on, get in a circle tonight. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's begin even now to call on the Lord, our God. Right where you are today, you may not know him. Just say, can I pray with you? Form a circle tonight and begin to pray. Come on, talk to God tonight. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Talk to him, talk to him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we glorify you, God. We thank you for prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you for prayer tonight. We come in the name of Jesus, God, and we lift you up, and we glorify your name. God, we pray even right now for my sister. God, I pray in the name of Jesus as she ministers, even in music, God, that you might be ever real in her life. Oh, God, let her know even now that you hear her prayers, and God, that you are coming to see about whatever she is facing this day. God, in fact, you've already gone and made those crooked places straight and those rough places smooth. And we believe you. We pray in faith tonight, dear God, for my dear sister. Do it, God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. Pray, 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 pray. Thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, we pray, we pray, we pray. We lift you up, God. We praise your name. We praise your name. We adore you, God. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you, God. Edna, hallelujah. We thank you for your provisions, God. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now, God. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it, God. Thank you, God. Even right now, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. God, you're breaking through. The chains are falling. Deliverance is taking place. Hey, thank you, God. We believe it. Believe it. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. We count it done. Hallelujah. Hey, come on, surrender today. Come on, give God a praise. If you've already prayed, come on, praise him. Oh, come on, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him for the victory. Praise him for the breakthrough. Praise him for the peace. Hey, hey, hey! Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Why? He's already done it. He's already done it. God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you for everything you've done. We thank you, we thank you. Hey, 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 hey! We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Just for who you are. Hallelujah. Ah. We bless God tonight. Ah, we thank you, God. We feel better. So much better. We've gotten it off of us and given it to you. Hey, hey, hey. Off of us and to you. Why? You know what to do. Hey, yes, you do. You know what to do with it. God, we glorify you tonight. We thank you, and we give your name all the praise. Come on, bless the Lord tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. My God, one to go home on. We thank you tonight for being in the house, and I feel better. Thank you for your noonday prayers.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for tomorrow for part 3 of our revival in Live Oak, Florida, entitled Leading by Example. Have a great day in the Lord.